Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays. Focus Fridays is being brought to you by
Hobbrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire.
I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays, and joining with me today, I have Carrie McQueen, who is the lead on the Falls Prevention Program here in Holmes County. Thank you, Carrie, for coming in with us and sharing about the Falls Prevention Program of not just Holmes County now, but Wayne County too. So I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be able to be here and share.
And so let's kind of go back to the beginning. How did you get involved with the Falls Prevention Program?
Okay, so just backstory, 2013, the Holmes County Health Department received a grant from the Ohio Department of Health and the CDC to have fall prevention programming, which is exciting. I jumped in 2016 when I took over the fall prevention program. So it is so exciting. People still don't know about us, and we've been here for 13 years doing, getting the word out about fall prevention. But I will say, I'm really excited of where it's going right now because people are talking about it in the community and the different types of events, as well as evidence-based programs that we offer, are bringing people in, and it's word of mouth that's selling this program.
Now, how you mentioned there that you were able to get funding for this, so the Falls Prevention Program isn't just here in our area. It is a bigger program.
Absolutely. It is statewide. I will say there's 6 counties that are subgrantees of this fall prevention program. And so each one of the counties does things differently. But since it is grant-based, we have different things we do have to follow. But it's up to us within each county to use our creative skills, because we are the ones that know our county better. So we're able to provide these different programs and engage people in fall prevention efforts.
Because everybody's residents have a different way that they engage with their health department or with others in general. And if you just had one, this is what you have to do for this, it wouldn't be successful.
Correct. And you know, Holmes County is very unique. Because, you know, it's rural. And so we have to be able to take the program to different sections of Holmes County because of transportation issues. So recognizing the importance of knowing your county, what we can do to help that 60 and over population, who's our target population, but just to provide those opportunities for people to be engaged in something that could truly change their life.
And it's strange that there's only 6 mm-hmm. other, like 6 that are participating.
Yeah.
You would think that with a program like this, there'd be
so much more. Yeah. And you know, the really wonderful thing is that the Ohio Department of Health has done, they have created a State Falls Coalition. And within that State Falls Coalition, we have agencies and businesses and hospital systems that deal with fall prevention that we all come together. Yeah. Being a subgrantee of the Ohio Department of Health makes it more impactful for me, but also recognize these things are going on throughout the state of Ohio, but the grant is what's providing the funds for us to do it here in Holmes County.
So when you jumped in, you said in 2016.
Yeah.
We're on year 10 now.
Yes.
What made you say, I want to take on this program and be the lead on the falls prevention?
Well, it's a great question because I come from long-term care. And so all of my career has been working with that 60 and over population. And when I had the opportunity to come and work for the Holmes County General Health District, it was just a brand new opportunity. But I'm still working with that 60 and over population. So I have a lot of passion for creating opportunities for people to live a quality of life they deserve. And so I am so thankful that I've been able to do it for these past 10 years, and because it's flown by, which is crazy. But, you know, these people become friends And these friends then see my passion for what I'm doing, and then they talk about it in the community. And that is big. And with Holmes County specifically, that's what sells programs, is when people talk about it because it has been impactful to them. So I'm just thankful I'm along for the ride, and I have a lot of people walking alongside of me who have taken my classes, who know the importance of this, and they become my fall prevention ambassadors or become active members of my Standing Against Falls coalition. So we're working together to make a difference.
And you said you've always worked in that 60 and older population. Is that what your goal was in the beginning, or is that just something that happened and you're like, I like doing this, I want to care for these folks?
Well,
because it's not an easy group to work with, because you see a lot of end of life,
right? You know, and it's very interesting you ask that question, because my goal after graduating from college was to work with pediatrics on an oncology unit with my background in therapeutic recreation. Two totally different parts of the spectrum.
Opposite direction.
And you know how when the door is open, I got to work at an adult day program in Akron with these older adult population. And I'm like, I'm actually pretty good at that. And so it's just transformed into something amazing. And I'm thankful. Very, very thankful.
And you've got a lot of experience then to bring into this program.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's exciting because things are changing and you've trying to figure out what's best and how you can do it in a way that brings people together. And that's why walking alongside of me is amazing people who give me those suggestions that gets the brain flowing for me. And then I create something that can be impactful for people.
Well, we've got a lot more to learn about the falls prevention program here in Holmes County and what you're doing with it. That is Carrie McQueen. She is the lead with the falls prevention program here in Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM on Focus Fridays. This is Melissa Patrick with WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm with Carrie McQueen, who is the lead on the falls prevention program here in Holmes County. And Carrie, we kind of got a little start on your start with the falls prevention program, and it's really building in success here. And part of that falls prevention program is the Standing Against Falls Coalition. So where does that come in with that program?
Sure. So really exciting. Because we are a grant-based program, there's different things that we are asked to do through the Ohio Department of Health and the grant that they gave us. And one of them was developing a coalition. And initially in 2013, when we first got the grant, it slowly became a part of what we provided to our community. And so when I came in 2016, obviously then I took over the Standing Against Falls Coalition. And the really cool thing is that we have active members and we have partners. Generally, the partners are ones in the community that we actually have a relationship with to help promote fall prevention. And it could be healthcare providers, it could be hospital systems, it could be chiropractors, it is a wide gamut. Pharmacies, okay? So these individuals who say, yes, what you're doing in fall prevention, I want to be a part of. So they're a partner of mine. And then we have our active members. And those active members attend quarterly meetings that we have, that we review everything that's going on within the fall prevention program. I help educate them on fall prevention, on the different evidence-based programs that we offer or evidence-based programs that are available to be offered. And so these active members are the ones then that help with trail walks that we are promoting. They help with special events of any kind, like being at the Holmes County Fair during Senior Day. So these individuals have a passion for service and want to be engaged in a way to help the 60 and over population. So our Standing Against Falls Coalition has grown. I am not sure how many partners I have now. I think there's over 30 partners that I have, with active members about 15. So that's a lot of people in our community. And since the fall prevention program has brought in Wayne County and we are now a region, you know, we are having partners from Wayne County be engaged in that as well. And so I will say with the Standing Against Falls Coalition, I provide information to all of my members, be it active member or partners, so they get my monthly newsletter. They know what's going on within the fall prevention program, so nobody's being left out. But the importance of educating everybody who's a part of that coalition is one of my main priorities, because it's not about me doing the job. It's me sharing the information and then them sharing it with the people that they are engaged with, that we're looking towards that 60 and over population.
Now, how does a person join that coalition? Like, are there requirements? Do you have like, well, we only need this many people? How does it work?
Great question. And I will say anybody can join. I do have community members who have either taken my classes or recognize the importance of this. People just need to call me and we have a conversation. I have a membership packet that explains our bylaws and the history of the coalition. And, you know, it's a great group of people and thankful to be a part of it. Cheryl Seabright is my co-chair for the Standing Against Falls Coalition. So we lead the meeting together. But yeah, anybody who has a desire to work with the 60 and over population, please call me and we can have a discussion. Or if you want to partner with me and provide fall prevention programming, you know, resources to those individuals you serve, I would love to have a conversation with you as well.
It's a good program and an easy way to be involved. You've got quarterly meetings, that's for a year, and you're helping people. So there's a lot that can be done in a little bit of time to help you out.
Absolutely. And, you know, I am very beyond blessed because I have amazing humans who are a part of the coalition, both active members and partners who truly understand what we are trying to do and are trying to provide those different opportunities for the people that they serve with this information. Because remember, I'm targeting the 60 and over population, but if the younger generation doesn't know what fall prevention is, I'm not really doing my job.
You're not going to get anywhere.
No, because it's going to be a cycle.
And constantly, oh, you're 60 now. Here's this.
Right. Or you're going to fall because you've had this many birthdays. No, it's recognizing.
Start early.
Absolutely. Fall prevention, yes. As we age, our body does change with risk factors that could lead to a fall. But recognize, everybody who's listening to this conversation with us today has fallen. And how many birthdays? How many birthdays have you lived? And so it's just recognizing we need to continue to educate not just the 60 and over population, but the younger generations as well. And that's why with partners in the community, as well as active members, we can do it together.
And do you think that sometimes it's harder to get that younger population because of the target age? And they're like, oh, that's just for old people. And really, it's for everybody. You got somebody who's going to take care of a parent, take care of a loved one at some point and helping them. And it's good to know this stuff and prepare yourself too.
Absolutely. Has it been hard? Yes. But recognize, yes, the importance of caregivers or potential caregivers is huge because life does happen and life changes fast. And if we can be able to provide all of my partners within the Standing Against Falls Coalition, the information and resources that they then can provide to the younger generations because of how fast it changed is very, very important. It's educating my partners, educating my active members, so they then can in turn educate others. And I know that's a long, list, but it's so important because, Sometimes people don't read the newspaper. They don't listen to the radio. Sometimes they don't, you know, they don't get on social media. So they know this information, but they do go to a healthcare provider. And so engaging with them as well as other institutions, nonprofits is so important. So important.
Exactly. And we're going to get into a little more about what you do with the Falls Prevention and the Standing Against Falls Coalition as we continue through our interview here. That is Carrie McQueen, the lead for the Falls Prevention Program of Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. We are back here on Focus Fridays on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM, here with Carrie McQueen, who's the lead with the Falls Prevention Program here in Holmes County and really Wayne County now too, because you're part of that region. And so you mentioned earlier that there are programs available. So does that mean there's more than what you actually choose?
So the programs that we have available through the Fall Prevention Program, they're all evidence-based programs. And what evidence-based means is that there's research and data behind them showing that by participating in these programs can help reduce falls in that 60 and over population. So the programs that we offer here in Holmes and Wayne County, we offer a 8-week program meeting once a week for 2 hours. It's called A Matter of Balance. And with A Matter of Balance, we talk about the fear of falling. And the biggest thing, this big words called cognitive restructuring, is just recognizing that when we have an attitude about something, we have to figure out how to change that attitude. And truly, when you have a fear of falling attitude, you're more likely to fall. It becomes something called you get involved in a falls cycle, if you want to call it that. So A Matter of Balance is a wonderful program. Well, we have resources to provide, lots of great discussion, and we talk about home safety. We talk about, you know, changing that fear of falling. Exercise is a component of that. We introduce that in session 3, and people then get it into a routine and habit to start exercising then every day because of those very basic exercises. Another one that we do for both in Holmes and Wayne County is called Stepping On, and it is a 7-week class, meeting once a week for 2 hours. And Stepping On is trying to help build that confidence in individuals to prevent falls from occurring. In Stepping On, we have guest experts come in, like a physical therapist, a pharmacist, a community safety expert, to come in and talk about different things that are obviously fall related. For instance, pharmacy, medication side effects are huge. And so when our pharmacist comes in, lots of discussion about different types of medications and how they could lead to a fall, and recognizing the importance of having a medication review. So Stepping On is similar to A Matter of Balance, but as I said, we have guest experts that come in, and we do this big home safety evaluation, which is so very important, and with a community safety expert who talks about falls prevention within the community is big as well. And so we've got those amazing programs that are done both in Holmes and Wayne. Currently, only in Holmes County, we also offer something called Jerry Fit, which is, I do Jerry Fit 3 times a year for 8 weeks, meeting 2 times a week for 1 hour. And this is a strength training program that we use hand weights as well as stretch bands. And we work on building upper body strength as well as lower body strength. And then we also then throw in some exercises to help improve balance, because there are exercises to help improve your balance. And to recognize that lower body strength, when we lack that, we are more likely to fall. So that's why Jerry Fit is a nice fit. Also, I have a contract with a local fitness studio instructor who does Tai Chi for arthritis. We try and do that 3 times a year there as well. This year, we've only been able to get through one, but the recognition is you're meeting 2 times a week for 1 hour. And you don't have to have arthritis to participate. Tai Chi is created for slow, easy movements. And people don't recognize that as you're doing these movements, you're building your lower body strength. But it's also a balance issue. So you're really focusing on improving your balance through participating in Tai Chi. So actually, we have a Tai Chi for arthritis class that's going to be starting September 28th. If you want more information about that, just call me at the health department because we do have some spots available. And also, to backtrack, there is going to be a Matter of Balance class at Shreve Community Church beginning September 29th. And my partners from OSU Extension, Holmes and Wayne, are going to be leading that class. So
a couple coming up that yes. As they're hearing about this.
So now that if people are listening here on our Focus Friday and learning about how this may be helpful for them, they can call you. And there are a couple classes that they can go ahead and try. And the greatest part about these classes, it doesn't cost them anything.
Yay! That is right. What an amazing opportunity to be able to provide this to our communities at no charge. So thankful that we're able to do that.
And that's where those grants come in.
Absolutely.
By being able to provide these at no cost, because it's all about helping people.
Yes. And it's taking it one step at a time and recognizing that, you know, we're here together to walk alongside you.
And you share these programs when you have them available here with us. We put information out. You put in the Bargain Hunter. You share on the internet.
Yes. Daily record. So, you know, because we are Wayne County as well. So information is shared with Wayne County media as well.
And so now that we're a region, whether you live in Holmes or Wayne County, you can participate in these programs.
Absolutely. You know, to be honest, we provide anybody who wants to participate, no matter where they come from. We want people engaged because obviously, if you want to know about something, it doesn't matter where you live. So we do have Wayne County people that are coming down to Holmes County to participate. We've had people living in northern Holmes County that go to Wayne County programmings because it's closer for them. So remember, it's location of these different evidence-based classes that makes all the difference in the world. So no matter where you live, you'll be able to participate in it.
So keep your eyes and ears open for the next set of classes from the Falls Prevention Program.
Yes, exciting. And one thing I did not mention is our Jerry Fit class starts back up again in October. We do have an autumn class. So if people want to learn more about Jerry Fit, give me a call at the health department.
Well, we will learn more here about the programs with the Falls Prevention Program on Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM with Carrie McQueen, who is the lead on the Falls Prevention Program for Holmes County. We are rejoining here with Carrie McQueen with the Falls Prevention Program of Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. And one of the things that we've done a little bit of information sharing on, but we can kind of go into depth here maybe a little more, is your checklist that you created for businesses and folks to see how safe they really are.
Yeah. So we have something called the Fall Self-Inspection Checklist, and I adapted it from OSHA checklist that they have for fall prevention, just in safety in general. And what this is recognizing for agencies, businesses, nonprofits, doesn't matter who you are, churches, is that recognizing that if we can educate you, because people come to your place of work, wherever the case may be, is recognizing that there are potential fall risks no matter where we are. And so this fall self-inspection checklist is an educational resource for those agencies and businesses who want to know more about it. And what that checklist is, it's broken down into different areas like the entryway. It's broken down into restrooms, meeting rooms, outside environment as you're coming into the business or agency. And it gives you different statements that you need to be looking for. For instance, in restrooms, are the toilet seats lower or higher? If they're lower, do you have grab bars to be able to help people get on and off of the toilet? And so just these different things that sometimes we forget, even in change in elevation, for instance, stairwells. If you have stairs leading up to your door of your agency, your business, can you see the change in elevation? Because sometimes people with low vision can't see that change. And so they may clip the top of their toes and go down because they can't see that change. So are there different types of yellow paint that you can place there? So these different things are just made to open people's eyes about preventing falls, not just for the people who come to your establishment, but for those who work for you as well.
And it can be things like rugs, cords, and things jutting out in the aisleways, your sidewalk leveling, all kinds of things.
Absolutely. And just recognizing that, you know, and people do this already. But remember, I am focused on the 60 and over population. And so this fall self-inspection checklist is just helping people recognize things that we take for granted. And just, yeah, with throw rugs, yes, we know, you know, throw rugs could lead to a fall, but also recognizing the importance of what we need to be doing to keep ourselves safe. Because remember, falls happen to everybody. And so this...
Some of us more than others.
Is some of us more than others, but to recognize this checklist, as I said, is just used as an educational resource. And when you complete, I will send you the checklist. And then when you complete it, get me a copy back. I will send you a decal. It'll say Falls Free Holmes County or Falls Free Wayne County. And it's just recognizing that we are truly partnering together to make a difference in fall prevention.
And when people see that, they know, okay, they've gone through this business or this organization and noticed the dangers and have worked on those.
Yeah, and it's recognizing things that we already know, but when they come to the forefront, it's just people being able to feel comfortable in moving no matter where they are, but also recognizing that when we do something like this, it's putting people first. And recognizing that when people may visit your establishment, they may have low vision and they can't see different changes. And so it's recognizing that how we can make a difference in their lives can help prevent falls within the establishment, but also recognize you're educating yourself on falls prevention as well.
And having people not fall is not only good for the person not falling, but good for your business
and agency. Absolutely. Because you don't, you know, you want to protect the people that come to your establishment. And that's just very, very important. So if people have any questions, I would love to have a conversation about it with them because I would love to get more of those decals out so people recognize that we are working to build a falls-free Holmes County. And the only way we can do that is together.
And you do have some businesses and organizations that have participated.
Yes.
And have the stickers. I've seen them out.
Yes.
About.
Yes. And it's exciting and it makes me smile that they're out there. And I would love to have a lot more because it shows the confidence that people have in these different establishments, knowing that they are really working towards a falls-free Holmes County.
All right, well, we've got more to learn here with Carrie McQueen, who is the lead on the Falls Prevention Program here in Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays here on WKLM. And we are stepping back without falling here into our conversation
with Carrie McQueen, who's the lead for the Falls Prevention Program here in Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. And we talked about helping get your business or organization where you're recognizing whether you have fall hazards and those trip hazards. And you can help with folks with their homes, too.
Yes, we do have home safety assessments that are available. I can come into your home and do a home safety self-assessment. And it goes room by room, entryway. It goes bedroom, bathroom, living room, outdoor, entry, driveway. It's a wonderful tool to educate the individual on fall prevention and potential falls that could happen within an individual's home, but also recognizing that I do have some home modifications that I can provide to the individual, like grab bars or reacher grabbers. I do have a few step stools with a handle. So there are different home modification items that I do have available that I can provide to individuals who participate in a home safety assessment.
Because a lot of times we don't realize we're just used to our pathways and how we're functioning around our house, that there may be some hazards that we don't realize.
Absolutely. And you know, and you hit the nail on the head, Melissa, because recognizing we just continue on living life like we always have. And until something occurs like a fall, then we step back and thinking, oh my goodness, I should have changed this stuff a long time ago. So, you know, as I said, I offer a in-person home safety assessment, but I also have something called a home safety self-assessment tool. And that is something where I can provide to individuals as well. And same scenario, go room by room, indoors, outdoors, stairwells, that also provides information on how you can change it if it needs to be changed. So it's a wonderful tool that I can provide to you as well, just to help educate yourself even more so on home safety, but also to recognize, and this is one thing that people don't think a lot about, is yet we're concerned about our homes, but also when we go visit someone else in someone else's home, we need to be able to recognize different things that we may need to be extra careful around. For instance, pets. If you go to another home and there's pets, and
those,
if it's
cats,
a,
just
have or cats, absolutely. Yeah. And so recognizing this can come from a home safety assessment that you can then apply to people that you may be going to visit.
Because sometimes we just create paths in our house and we stay on them paths because we know that we have that free and clear. When I moved into my house, an older gentleman had lived there before, and you can see in the carpet, like, the worn paths that he stayed in those directions. And this can help you make it to where you can utilize your home again.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, the big thing is I know as we age, we have a lot of things that, you know, are very special to us that we may not want to get rid of. But recognize we don't have to get rid of things. We just have to be able to place them in areas that can prevent that fall from occurring. And, you know, that goes for all of us, because I know I have a lot of stuff, clutter, that I'm like, oh,
things also.
I need to get, you know, rid of. But recognize, you know, when we finally take a moment and breathe and look at our home surroundings and think, what do I need to do for me to stay safe, but for those people who are coming to visit me as well?
Well, you know, that's your stuff you got to hand down to the children.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get rid of it.
Yeah, right. And you know what?
They're looking forward to that.
Absolutely. And that's so true. And just, you know, when we can finally realize that what I need to do to keep myself safe is a priority. Because, you know, as we age, we deserve a quality of life. And sometimes life gets overwhelming when our home isn't as safe as we need it to be. And so that's why those home safety assessments are a good starting point because it educates people on what they need to be looking for.
And you don't just have to be in that 60 and over population to do the assessment, because you may have grandma, grandpa, great aunt, Gertrude come over to your house and making sure that your house is safe for them to come over.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up too, because the importance of caregivers, educating caregivers, is very, very important. And so these home safety self-assessment tools can be that starting point, that talking point that you can have with that individual that you're caring for, just to make those decisions. And sometimes decisions are hard, but recognize how can we keep you in your home, living independently? How can we do that safely? And the home safety assessment is one of those tools that can be used to help with that.
And sometimes it's not just recognizing, oh, hey, there's stuff in my way. It's, oh, hey, I'm dragging my feet, and that's why it's getting caught on the carpet, and I end up on my face.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's true, because there's many reasons why we fall. But the majority of falls occur in and around the home.
That's where all the accidents occur, too. Gee, that's such a correlation.
Yeah, and so that's why home safety is an important component of fall prevention.
And you can help anybody out if they just reach out to you.
Absolutely. I would love to have a conversation about home safety. If you want to schedule an in-person, if you want a home safety self-assessment tool that I could review with you after you completed it, I'm here to help.
So what you can also do, if maybe somebody needs more modifications, you also have resources you can share with folks.
Absolutely. Through the Area Agency on Aging Region 9, or Direction Home, which is Wayne County Area Agency on Aging. Also different community resources that are available that I can provide information that hopefully we can get, you know, any type of modification that you need, if it's a little bit more. Even for veterans, there's different programs for veterans as well that can help with home modifications.
So big or small, it's not necessarily about what you've got available, but who you know and what they've got available.
Absolutely. And it's taking the step and asking for the help.
And that's the hardest part.
That's the hardest part. And, you know, that's why we're here, to make it easier to educate and then recognize what we need to do to keep you safe in your home.
Well, we've got one last time here with Carrie McQueen with the Falls Prevention Program of Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. We are back one last time with Carrie McQueen with the Falls Prevention Program of Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays here on WKLM, and we've talked about all the programs and different things that you offer with the program, but we really haven't talked about what makes people fall.
Yeah. What makes people fall? When someone says, oh, I fell yesterday, people don't recognize that there's a reason why you fell. So why did you fall? And unfortunately, as I shared earlier, that as we age, our body does change, okay?
And we don't always like those changes.
We don't like those changes. I mean, our vision changes. We make chronic health issues. As we age, we also lose muscle mass. But to recognize this is that losing muscle mass doesn't mean we can't get muscle mass back. So it's recognizing our body does change. So how do we make accommodations for that body as it changes? So why do people fall? Well, there's three different areas. There's behaviors, there's physical, and then there's environmental. And so we've talked about home safety, also community safety, being engaged in the community, be it, you know, visiting different establishments, what we need to be doing to look for that for any fall prevention. And we talked about physical just a moment ago. But I want to talk about behaviors. Because
what? Human behaviors are a problem?
Are a problem. And you know what? The thing is that we do things that we have always done.
What? This is the way I've always done it. It's got to work.
I know, exactly. And recognizing this, for instance, rushing. When you rush, you're not paying attention to where you're placing your feet. And you obviously aren't paying attention to where your feet are, let alone where you're going, because you're rushing. You have a plan.
You're thinking about the end.
Absolutely.
And not how to get there.
Absolutely. So in fall prevention world, you know, you need to know where your feet are planted at all times, but you look ahead at least 4-6 feet to see where you're going, see if there's any obstacles. Okay, that's just one little thing.
See where that cat is.
Absolutely. Another thing is, how many of us go grocery shopping and instead of making multiple trips inside the house with our bags, we're like, I'll take it all in one. So we have multiple bags.
That's
because I'm so strong, I can handle all the bags.
No, I just don't want to go back outside.
Yeah. In
the car.
Right, right. And that's... And unfortunately, falls occur a lot when that happens.
It throws your balance off because your weight is not dispersed evenly unless you're really good at deciding which bags go on which arm.
Yes.
And you even out that weight. I mean, that's one of the goals right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you're not helping.
And see, and no, but it's true. And you know what? It's not just the 60 and over population. It's the younger generations because we always have done it that way. And that's a big habit to break.
And if you try to do it in a new place and you don't know what's ahead of you, you can't see because you got your arms loaded with bags.
Absolutely. And recognizing, you know what, this is how I look at it. I can get more steps in if I take multiple trips back and forth to into my house by carrying my grocery bags. And so it's recognizing those things that we've always done that we shouldn't have been doing in the first place because it could lead to a fall.
We all have some bad habits.
We do. And, you know, catastrophic falls truly changes a person's life. That's how people lose their independence, by not being able to live at home because of a fall.
We had a whole series of commercials on this in the 90s. And the button.
Yes. I've fallen and I can't get up.
I've fallen. I always joke that I'm just going to leave little Ziploc baggies of snacks around the house so that if I fall, that I will at least have snacks. Carrie's like, no, bad behavior.
No, and I have to tell you this, medical alert systems are so important to for individuals who want to maintain their independence in their home. And it's, you know,
we joke I about say those that, commercials. But they're for real.
But they're for real. And it's recognizing they're there to be able to help you. So they can call 911. So they can come assess if you need to be transported to the hospital or not. Or just have a lift assist. And but you're okay. So recognizing medical alert systems are good.
Canes are good.
Canes are good. Walkers. And people should never feel that using a cane or a walker is... It's because I'm old, and so
you can use them to whack the young people.
No, but also recognize that those are devices to keep you safe. Okay, and when we use things that keep us safe, that means we can continue to be, you know, go about life, living, and deserving what we deserve—a quality of life, like I've shared multiple times. But recognize. Devices are important. If you need it, use it. Don't ever be embarrassed not to use it.
Make it cool. Add flames.
Absolutely.
Put a horn. Mirrors. We've got a whole class prepared for this. We just got to have the time and the resources.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, falls happen for a reason. And it's usually not one reason. It's multiple reasons that come together. And so, as I've talked about, rushing, not paying attention to where your feet are planted, I encourage you to think back on a time when you fell and figure out why really did I fall? Because, and that's one of the things that we teach in those educational classes, A Matter of Balance and Stepping On, is recognizing when I did fall, why? Was it because the cat ran in front of me? Or was it because I wasn't paying attention of where I was putting my feet and what was coming ahead of me not realizing that the cat was already there, and I tripped over the cat.
They're sneaky creatures.
They're sneaky creatures.
Mine's all the time. I'm like, what? I'm going to crush you. Yeah. Like, stop it. Because he blends in with the carpet.
Blends in with the carpet. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Melissa, because pets are such a huge part of people's lives. They really are. I mean, that is a connection that you want people to have. But recognize, if the animal is blending in with the carpet, what do you need to do to prevent a fall from occurring?
He won't let me put a bell on the cat. See, I wanted to get him a little bell collar so he goes, yes, jingle, 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 so we can find him. But my husband's not about that life.
Well, okay, but realize you can have special collars. You can have,
you can get a bright orange one.
Yes.
Put them in a vest. Oh,
absolutely. So there's things now that can, you know, that people dress up their animals, but also recognize that's a huge thing. It wasn't the cat that was walking in front of you. You weren't paying attention to where you were putting your feet, and that you knew that you didn't know the cat was there because you weren't paying attention.
Even when I'm paying attention, he's fast.
So, but recognize there are multiple reasons why we fall, Melissa.
Some of us just don't pick up our feet.
And sometimes, yeah, dragging your feet, and that's encourage you to do something called heel-to-toe walking. Because when you do heel-to-toe walking, you're realizing that you're actually picking up your feet and moving instead of shuffling. Shuffling and dragging are unfortunately a fall just waiting to happen. We truly have to pick up our feet to move safely about.
Walk like you're in the marching band.
Okay, not that high up with knees. But
no, most bands these days use the glide step, which is more of a heel to toe.
Okay, heel to toe.
Very few use the chair step anymore, okay, like we used to do back in the day.
Okay. But I encourage you to recognize, you know, most falls are preventable.
And we laugh and we joke, but these are real things that have happened. And they hurt. They caused issues.
Yes.
But now we look back and we can use it to help as a teaching tool.
Absolutely. And one thing I just want to leave you with is this. Falls are not a natural part of aging. Just because we have hit a certain number of birthdays doesn't mean we're going to fall. But yeah, remember, as we age, our body does change. That could increase the risk for a fall, but doesn't mean it's going to happen.
We got to prepare.
You have to. And how you prepare is through educating yourself. Home safety, exercise, knowing what you need to be doing, having medication reviews. If you have medications that make you dizzy, any type of side effect like that, you need to have those conversations. And that's all falls prevention. And so recognize the importance of that. And how I continue to grow within my job is that I'm a part of the Ohio Injury Prevention Partnership, which is a state-run organization with a fall prevention coalition. That's a part of it. And I am a tri-chair of one of the subcommittees, and it's the awareness subcommittee, how we are able to gather resources for different professionals throughout the state of Ohio so they have easy access to fall prevention tools. So continuing to grow myself within the professional world, but recognizing the importance of fall prevention is getting the information out to the people and having them engaged in it.
It is better to be prepared than to be caught off guard.
Absolutely.
That's one of my mottos. You can have that.
Thank you. I like that. I have a few of your mottos on my post-it notes.
Well, as we get ready to close here, you know, you made a big point that falls are not a natural part of aging. That's kind of your motto, and I've been waiting the whole six segments for that. But do you have any last thoughts that you want to share or
sure.
final words?
I will say this, is that as we age, we think that life will continue to be the same. And it's recognizing that life is going to be the same, but we may have to make some adaptions and accommodations to that to keep us ourselves safe. And fall prevention is just one of them. That's why I encourage people to have conversations. Call me, participate in the classes that we offer, come to the different trail walks that we're offering in the month of September, and be engaged in a community of people who genuinely care. Because the people that have been through these programs with me keep coming back. And why do they keep coming back? Is because of the community that's been developed. So fall prevention is a tool that we all need to use and learn about and educate ourselves on so we can prepare for the future, but also help people walk alongside them who may need some assistance as well with fall prevention.
On that note, thank you so much for joining with me to share about the Falls Prevention Program and get the word out.
I'm so thankful that you asked me, Melissa. It's been a great time, and please contact me, 330-674-5035, direct extension 251. Love to have conversations with people about falls prevention.
That was Carrie McQueen with the Falls Prevention Program here in Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by Hobrins Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. If you happen to miss an episode of Focus Fridays, you can go to the website, WKLMFM.com, click on the Focus Friday icon, and choose the episode that you missed from there. Don't forget to tune into Focus Fridays at 9 a.m. each Friday after hometown news and the Eye on Weather forecast right here on WKLM.